Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So I hope every week as you tune in and listen to the show that you feel my passion. If you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you because it comes screaming through the video and the sound. But I really, really hope as you listen each week that you provide or gain clarity in whatever change you're experiencing in your life or you're choosing in your life. And by incorporating the little tips for my guests and for me and strategies and all of that, hopefully you continue to build thriving, wonderful, supported, profitable relationships where you, your clients, and anyone you partner with thrive through that relationship. So as always, thank you for joining us this week. So my motivational quote today is by Barbara Scherr, and she says, "Doing is a quantum leap from imagining." I love that word, quantum. So do you feel like you work really hard, and are your days filled with that feeling of constantly struggling, or are you filled with ease and peace? So today, my guest and I, we're going to discuss thriving as a way of operating and settling for nothing less than finding flow and fulfillment. It is an operating system that anyone can tap into, but most of us don't because we're so busy justifying ourselves through our work. Well, today is about taking a quantum leap, so be ready to let go of the old ways that make things hard. So my wonderful, amazing guest and new friend, but we're going to be lifelong friends, is Jennifer Hogue. And Jen, I hope I said your name right. Jennifer Hogue. Jennifer was a corporate economist, which you'll never believe that after you meet her, for a large multinational company until she got physically sick with migraines, depression, and fibromyalgia from toxic exposure and watched her life fall into effort and struggle. She then traveled the world and worked with scientists, doctors, mystics, and spiritual leaders who corroborated the tie between our vitality, our abundance, our ability to flow, and the laws of physics, and made an astounding full recovery. Her relentless journey to fully heal, my apologies, showed her that understanding the relationship of physics to life not only affected her health, but also her finances, business, energy, and communication. She became passionate about developing leading-edge systems, which we're going to talk about today, to assist her clients to achieve quantum leap results in all areas of their lives. Please help me welcome my just awesome and amazing friend, Jen, to the show. So, Jen, thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Connie. I'm excited to have the conversation.
Me too.
Exactly.
Yes. Jen and I have no problem having conversations. So here's my first question. Why did you start studying physics, and what's your story? I think people relate to stories.
Well, I can tell you that I didn't start out studying physics. I started out as very shy, extremely shy. I actually had eye operations my entire childhood. I wore an eye patch. I had curly hair. I was 5'11" in grade 9. You know, yes, there is a curly girl thing. It's a thing.
And I'm 5'11", by the way.
What's that?
I'm 5'11" from the age of 10 or 13.
See, there you, oh, yeah, same thing. Same thing. Oh, what? That is crazy.
Crazy.
Anyways. So I was always in the back row in pictures with boys, and I never felt like I belonged. So it kind of made me, even from the eye operation thing, it made me look at life differently. I had monocular vision, so that means that I didn't have depth perception because I had one eye covered all the time. So I just had a different view of life because, A, I was tall. I realized this later. I was very tall, so I could see what was going on. Whereas I realized later also that people who are shorter have a different view. They see life differently because that's where they see life from. Not better, not worse, just different. Mm. And so then what happened was I did the corporate thing. I worked corporately. I worked in a big multinational. Everyone would know who it is. And I worked as an economist. I graduated from university with an economics degree. Love that. And you would never know now from what I do, but I ended up I ended up, I knew there was a little unicorn soul in there, right? It never fit in. I'm like, I got to embrace my inner unicorn. So I started living on my sailboat. I got exposed to some toxic fumes. And basically, I thought they ruined my life, but they actually saved my life because I had to start exploring nutrition because the doctors couldn't help me. They don't know how to detox people. I was not a holistic person. I was not a crunchy granola person. I did not walk around hugging trees. Like, this was not my life. I was a numbers person and a science person. So I started studying nutrition, and I ended up running the largest nutrition practice in Canada to save my life, basically. And it did, to a degree, two-thirds. But the other third, I'm like, there's got to be a way. One of my friends, Lynette, just wrote a book called There's Always a Way, right? And I laughed at the name of the book because I say that all the time. And I thought, of course you're my friend. There's always a way. Hello. So there's always a way. There's always, always a way. And I thought, I don't want to get migraines the rest of my life and go in and out of depression. And so what happened was I was introduced to people like Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden. And by the way, this is 20 years ago. So this is like when they first started teaching.
Yeah.
And I met them and, you know, hung a couple of times. And I thought, yeah, this is really the nutrition is a piece of it. But until you change the mind, you don't change the biochemistry. You'll be micromanaging or just surviving better than you did before. I wanted to know how to get to thriving. I didn't want to just survive better, which a lot of us do. We survive really well. I wanted to know, how do I just embody like total flow? And that's basically what happened. And this is where it gets a bit woo-woo. I had a series of wakened dreams. And the series of wakened dreams said, that's your path. This is what you've got to learn. This is what you're going to teach. And I knew that we were going to look at big picture stuff to assist really leaders to be able to quantum leap their results. Cause for goodness sakes, we both know that the world could use some quantum leaping leadership right now.
Absolutely.
Right? Some real heartfelt visionaries to bring the world into the harmonic it's supposed to be in. We're all supposed to be. When we were talking about generosity of the reciprocity and generosity cycle.
Yep.
What if we could all live? What if there was no competition? You know, what if we could live in a world where literally it gets better and then it just gets better? You know,
and you know, yeah, and I agree 100%. And that's what we're talking about because I am generous and because I feel I am so blessed and I am grateful for the life I've been given. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I do see people who are suffering, but I see people who are working so hard and they feel like this is it. And that breaks my heart because I think, well, but it doesn't have to be that way. Like there's mm-hmm. so much more, like find your greatness, find your voice, find your soul purpose, whatever that is for everybody. And that's what I think why I started the show and then how the show has warped based on my introduction. What I said, if you and I and my guests can help someone have that aha moment of, holy crap, I gotta do that. And yeah. it puts them on a different trajectory of thriving, right. Not just surviving. I think right. that's important. And you said something before, which I think we need to comment on, that you said people oftentimes think that surviving, that's just the way it is. And I've learned, and maybe because I'm tall too, and I see things from that higher perspective. I don't know. I always see over people's heads. Anyway,
there are people that are vertically challenged, as my friend Marisa says, vertically challenged because she
Marisa Murgatroyd.
Yeah,
Marisa. Exactly. Yeah, I love her.
So Marisa is definitely in. Yeah, she's got it going on.
Yeah,
right? So trust me, there are people that see the big picture that are small as well, but it assists. somehow to be taught. It's almost like an embodied state.
Absolutely.
Where you just, I mean, that's just the way you see things because you're way up high.
Absolutely. So, but, yeah. But I think people unfortunately think that surviving is okay. And I always say we all have blind spots, right? The thing is, if you keep the blinders on and you never explore what those blind spots are, right? So we don't know, we don't know. Once you know it, now you have a choice. Do you move forward to think, let me explore that, let me change that, let me work on that, or I'm good? And I think a lot of people see their blind spots, but then they stop and think, too much work. I don't want to do that. Because that this work that we're talking about, this inner work, right? The mind, body, spirit, call it whatever you want.
Yes.
For me to thrive in business, I need to thrive in my own freaking head. Otherwise, yep. How can I possibly help others? And I think people choose because they're afraid. I don't think they're choosing because they don't want to do the work. I think they're afraid that they're not going to be able to do the work. Does that make sense?
Hold on. This is so good. So this is where we can pop in with some physics. Because a lot of times they're afraid because it's like the devil, you know, right? You can
yes.
at least keep going with what you already know. And even though it's filled with struggle and it's difficult, you just keep going. But here's the deal. We have to understand physics. It's interesting when I worked with teams about physics. It's interesting when I worked with families about physics. It's amazing what happens when everyone's on the same page. So just give me a minute to describe something. It's really important.
Yeah.
So we're all made of cells. We know that. And then the cells are made of molecules. We know that. And then the molecules are made of atoms. We know that too. If you remember science way back in high school, a couple of years ago. And then, and then those atoms are made of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Okay. And then underneath protons, neutrons, and electrons, there's wave particles, quarks, there's dark matter, there's all sorts of stuff. Now, who cares? Like, what does that have to do with my three-dimensional life? It has everything to do with that. Because if at our foundation, and not only that, if at the foundation of everything you see around you, there are very small particles that behave a certain way, if you could understand the way those particles behave and get, so imagine there's a number beyond trillions, it's trillions to the 100th power, say, of these particles and waveforms and different dimensional states, not in a woo way, in a very scientific way,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we can understand the behavior of those particles and we understand that those particles are constantly wanting to understand themselves deeper and we're up the ladder of the waves to the cells to the human life and we're here. And what we're doing is we're kind of like a boat. We're going through all those little particles and there's a wake. But ahead of us are more of those little particles. And how those particles move is based on how the boat is driving, right? How the wake is created, how what comes after you is completely dependent on how you're driving forward, slow, fast, how you're engaging the water, all that kind of stuff. Now, you need to know stuff about the water that we're swimming in as fish. And the funny thing is, we're not just the fish. The fish are made of the water, right? So not only, but we're just concentrated particles. So there's something we need to know. So I'm going to share something that for me changed my life with respect to no longer being afraid to change.
Yes, this is cool. Okay? Yes, this is
so
cool.
So this is what stopped me from being afraid to change. So the first thing was, I understood the physics of nature. If you look at nature, it's constantly growing. That means it's constantly changing. It's constantly reaching for more sun. It's constantly searching more food. It wants to live. It's not that it doesn't want to die. So one of the ingredients was one day I was in a workshop and this dude said, do you see the gazelle that's being, he showed a video of a gazelle and a tiger. See the gazelle that's being chased by the tiger? Yes. Okay. What do you look at the look on the gazelle's face? What do you think that is? And everyone said he's afraid to die. And he said, that is a human projection. Actually, that gazelle wants to keep living. That's a huge distinction. So we all want to keep flowing forward.
Yes.
That's the way the universe, those animals live by instinct. Instinct says, I want to go forward and out. I want to discover more. I want to find more. And I thought that is consistent with the fabric of the universe, of consciousness, of the environment in which we swim. It wants to keep expanding forward and out. So the first was a gazelle story. The second story was, I'm studying this stuff about photons and how I even went to a place where they showed how trees talk to each other, not through the mushrooms that a lot of people have heard about. They actually emit tones and you can translate the tones and you can hear them singing to each other.
Cool.
Crazy.
Crazy.
So, and then I studied further. I'm like, well, how else do they talk to each other? So I found out about the fungus in the ground and how they distribute nutrients and all that crazy stuff. You should look it up. So cool. But there's this other thing. They exchange photon packages of light. They emanate photons. And I thought, photons, what does that mean? It's the same thing that the sun emanates. Why do they give off photons? But they're exchanging them. And I thought, that's so weird. And then as I was in my weird way looking at people, I thought, oh my God, these people are exchanging photons. Absolutely. Then I did a study. I looked at a German and a Russian study, and I saw that photon packages of light are emanating from human hearts and human brains. And then I further discovered that it's from everywhere. We're emanating photons from everywhere. Well, what's the point of that? They discovered in plants that the photons contain information. It's an education to each other of who we are and why we're here in the plant world. It's the same. It explains intuition. So think about this. You have two eyeballs, one nose, one mouth, two ears, two hands, and there are 75 trillion cells emanating and receiving photon packages of light to and from each other, to and from the land, to Crazy. And from. This is the difference between instincts, following your instinct. This is how intuition happens. That's how you know things that you couldn't possibly know. You're being informed by a scientific platform or a scientific aspect of yourself that's sending and receiving, and you don't receive intuition in your head. It's a bodily thing, 75 trillion cells. So I thought, wait a second. All that is, the fabric of life is consciousness itself, the trees, all of it are living in flow. All of it is expanding forward and out, which means, okay, so here's the deal. It means everything is in constant change, Connie. The natural state of things is constant change. That's the natural state. But we don't feel like it's our natural state. We get freaked out. In fact, you know, at certain times in our history, and even as we're talking right now, there is a lot of contrast and change being asked for. And as we feel that, it gets a little bit freak out. But imagine instead of that, you could actually follow your instincts and listen to the photons that are floating around and actually live life completely in alignment with what's being asked of you in that level of communication, rather than in the I've got to stay safe, I've got to stay comfortable communication.
Yeah.
From a thriving perspective, we're meant to be in the flow. There are people that are totally thriving right now. And that's because they're following their instincts. They're following that flow. Even though they don't know about photons, they're following the photons.
I
learned that language.
And it's fascinating because, mm-hmm. you know, you look at nature. Mm-hmm. Why I live in Jersey, right? So we have the four seasons. But why do the seasons know when they're supposed to change? Yes, the earth, you know, how the earth revolves around the sun axes are and all of that scientific, but the earth, no, the trees, they die for the winter.
Yeah.
Spring. Why do they miraculously always come back? Right. So they know what the process is. We have to tap into that, right? That's the missing link. So do me a favor. First I want to share just a quick, before Jen and I jumped on this call, she had a meeting. You had a meeting with your team, and mm-hmm. you said, we got to get a PR thing, something going.
Yes.
2 minutes later, Jen and I jump on, and I said, oh, did you see my good news on Facebook? She goes, what are you talking about? And I blah, 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 and it's on the media, and I have a PR firm. She goes, stop. You what? It was the synchronicity within minutes, okay?
Yes.
And it's because you and I, and we've talked about this from the first time we met. By the way, we've never met in person, only via Zoom. We're introduced through other people. There's this real deep connection because of the photons. I'm going to say the photon. But we are open to whatever, right? When I met Jen, I was open to, hey, who's this chick? What, you know, how are we going to connect? How can we build great things together, right?
There's an already knowingness of each other. And people are feeling this all over the place lately, that already knowingness, it kind of transcends, well, I need to get to know her a little bit before I trust her. It's like, no, I know you. I get it. You know, that comes from something beyond just that linear rational mind.
That's exactly right. That's right. Yeah. Do me now. So my next thing was the next piece, all of that you described, photons, the trillion, you know, all of these messages and, and the intuition and all of that, that we all have. We just have to know how to tap into that. Right.
Yes.
I believe my listeners, I know I learned this way. Share a story, right? Grounded in an example. So here's the example I want, because I think most people, because of COVID, there's a lot of financial struggle out there. Who's lost jobs? Whose business is closed? All of those things. Why are most people less abundant than they could be? So use what you just described and then bring that into that abundance perspective, because everybody understands abundance or lack of abundance.
So let's even take it a step further and say, why are some people less abundant than they could be? But why are some people actually more abundant right now? Right? There are people that are also just absolutely killing it. Now, I want to define killing it. Killing it means happy, fulfilled, and financially abundant. It does not mean making lots of money and taking no prisoners and stepping on people.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
It means thriving in every way. You're in love with your life and your love spills over. It means you're living in overflow in every way. So why are some people doing that and what can they do? I'm going to describe this in a metaphysical way that's practical.
Perfect.
Okay. So my husband and I, we see all this. My husband's a frontline worker. Okay. And I deal with people who are going through big changes. So imagine all the changes people are going through. So we're being kind of offered, it's like, oh my gosh, like I got work to do. And then my husband's got all this work to do. And we can feel the fears of everybody else.
Absolutely.
Now, most people, what they feel is the fears and the scared and the, that doesn't, you know, all, they feel it. They can feel it palpably because it's from photons, right? Now, let me tell you that there are frequencies. There are frequencies. This is, again, this is probably the third most important thing I ever learned. When you, so I'll ask you a simple question. You already know the answer. Who thinks your thoughts, Connie?
Me.
Okay, good. Is anyone else thinking your thoughts?
No.
Okay. Does sometimes, sometimes does the world have stuff going on that you hear about from your clients or you watch it on the news that it feels like you're a victim of the crap that's out there?
Absolutely.
It feels that way, right?
It sure does.
And can sometimes you go down the grease line, slippery slope to hell? Can you do that?
Yes, we all do. Yes. Yep.
No, but okay. So let me ask you something. Have you ever not gotten out of it?
No.
Okay. Clearly not. We're here. Right? So who got you out of it?
Me.
Oh, so the world didn't get you out of it.
No.
Oh, that's interesting. So the thing that got you into it is paying attention and actually giving your energy, giving your concentration, giving your attention to that which is going on and then the judgment of all of that. Because it's inconsistent with you. You know how you resonate. The world is going that way. Oh my God, it's so bad. And then what happens is you're at a frequency because the
That's right.
general ennui in the world got you. You let it get you.
Yep.
So you are not a victim of the world because you've always gotten out of it.
Yep.
The people that can get out of that can find themselves vigilant for frequencies that work for them, frequencies that are consistent.
Absolutely.
For them. Mm-hmm. People that are more can do, like I told you, my friend who wrote the book, you know, there's always a way.
Yes. Which I love.
People that are vigilant to watch, vigilant for the trouble, vigilant for the discomfort, vigilant for what's going to hurt you down here. That means every one of your cells is turned out looking for what's going to go wrong. And forget your eyes, your nose. You got 75 trillion of those.
That's right.
So imagine literally you're asking consciousness, you're asking your reticular activating device, which is basically a part of your brain that is what causes vigilance. Okay. It tells your brain, look out for this. It's like when you're going to buy a pink Volkswagen Beetle, all of a sudden there's Volkswagen Beetles everywhere.
In pink.
Right? In pink. Right. And you're like, I've seen one and now I see 10 of them. Right. So there's a part of your brain. If you say, I want to look out for what's going to hurt me, that's where you're going to live. This is what takes you out of the flow of abundance, because abundance lives. And so now you said it earlier. This concept of vigilance is a key concept. So you said gratitude, but I'm going to say blessings. I'm going to say vigilance for the blessings.
Absolutely.
But you turn your attention to the vigilance for the blessings.
Yes.
And what consciousness, what a completely neutral universe hears, what consciousness, particles of physics, science hears, those little particles hears is that you are interested in more ways to be blessed.
Absolutely.
When you're vigilant for blessings.
Absolutely. And they find you.
It's a linear result, but it can be scientifically explained, because when you live at the frequency of the vigilance for the blessings, you're now in the pool of blessings. And so what happens is, now anyone, this is free, Connie. You don't need to pay someone for a program about that. Now that, I have to say, there's a difference between that, because that's surviving better. It's awesome though. Don't get me wrong. Surviving better is awesome. Thriving is when you embody that as a way of being.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
It's
just a way of being. And I know you do. So does this make sense?
Yeah. And I want to give everybody a really good example. You know, you talked about frequency, vibration, that feeling.
Yeah.
Every time in my career, right, from when I was, you know, graduated college right through, there would reach a point in that career, whatever job I had, and I thought, ugh, like, this is it, and this isn't it. Let me look for, I want to do something different. I don't know what that is, but let me explore. And then all of a sudden, tap, I love that idea. It would find me, right? So I remember 20 years ago when I started my business. Now, I had two babies at home, a one-year-old and a four-year-old. My listeners know this story, right? We had a mortgage. We needed my income. That's why I was I've always been a working mom. Mm-hmm. And I remember the company that was buying us out, we're going through a merger, and I came home and I said to my husband, so we got bought out by, and I won't say the name of the company, don't want to work for them. They are anti-customer service, because I'm always coming from a place of generosity, right? Sure. I'm all customer service. Don't want to work for them. I need more time with my kids. I want to raise my kids, but I know I need to make a living. Perfect. So my husband, I said, I want to get fired, because they had a package and all that. My husband says, okay. My husband married 29 and a half years. So I said, he says, okay, and what do you want to do? I said, I want to start my own business. And I had a 13-month package. So I knew that my bills would be paid. My responsibilities would be taken care of, but I knew I could pursue my dream. I have a partner who trusts me. I'm very blessed. See, again, there's the blessing for that he knows he trusts me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make sure people hear in your voice. People might be listening right now, and I want to full circle back to my husband and I, right?
Yes.
But you might be hearing right now in Connie's voice, it's like, yeah, but that's Connie, and she's special, and look at her, she has a radio show, and people start thinking like, yeah, but you have, and you know, you're just born that. No.
No.
It's actually, like I was saying to Connie, everyone has the choice to choose their thought.
That's right.
So Adam and I are in the middle of, the full circle is, Adam and I are in the middle of, and I'll finish this because I want to hear the finish of your story too. But we're in this crazy in the middle of, we're being confronted with the people that are in the stress, both of us, in the restaurant, in the service industry, and me in another industry.
Sure.
And so what ends up happening from this perspective is that we're constantly vigilant for what love would do. What would love do now? What would love? So instead of being at the affect, a victim of what's around us, what we're vigilant. So this word vigilance is so amazing because it causes your brain to look at life differently.
Yeah.
So I'm vigilant for what love would do. So it doesn't matter what comes at me. It calls forth more compassion and love.
Absolutely.
Everything that happens is crappy to someone else. Normally it would just be like, oh, it's like rocks being piled on you, you know? And instead, it's more of an excuse for me to figure out how to serve more, to figure out how to create a business model that would assist that person more, how to brainstorm with really awesome people more.
That's right.
And Adam is the same thing. What he's done is like, what would love do? Well, love would cause his teams to create systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're tuned to the radio station like 0.1, instead of 680, you're going to get 0.1 down here instead of 680 results. And that's where it begins. It begins there. You and I both know that when you first start shifting, it takes some practice.
Yeah.
But you've got to get like people around you. You've got to get a team. You got to get support. You got to get people who tell you how awesome you are. There are basically seven factors involved in making sure, right? So, yeah.
And it's funny because you use the word love, right? So many things were just popping through my head as you were saying that. So when I started the business, right? So I started the business. That was 20 years ago, never looked back. But the thing was that vibrationally, I knew I was out of sync and I knew I needed a change and I knew I wanted to start a business. I knew I always wanted to start a business. The timing wasn't there because I had all these responsibilities, right?
Right.
And I wanted to, this is a couple of funny things. I wanted to start my business because I knew I was good at sales and I was successful at sales because I always put the customer first. It was never about me and how much money I was going to make. Yeah. Did I make a good living? Sure, I did. But that was never about the money for me. And when I say this, people go, what? But you work for money. I don't work for money. I'm blessed that I get paid well because when I took what I did well and helped my clients, I knew there's more. I could teach others to sell the way I sell through this place of love and care and respect. And everything is about the customer. And as soon as you shift to stop worrying about your numbers and the amount of commission you're going to make and put your focus on the person, you have this mutually super profitable, ridiculously successful relationship that you retain, you expand. And oh, by the way, you get referrals from without any effort other than loving that person, caring for that person, and doing the right thing for that person, whatever you're selling, whatever your services are, just like what you do, right? So this is now come full circle. 20 years later, I wrote a book, right? Number one international bestseller, right? I'm on all this media, Fike, Fox, ABC. Woohoo, Connie, that's so great. The first sentence in my book says, if you're not selling from a place of love, you're doing it wrong. And then my second sentence is, for those of you that don't know me, you're saying Connie Women is out of her mind, right? I'm not out of my mind. I'm telling you, I know what works. And I know because at the vibrational level, I connect with my customers in this deep intimacy. And I don't mean that in a dirty way, but this deep intimacy of trust right out of the gate, so that now I'm helping them, they're helping me. And all of a sudden, what happens to your business? It explodes because you came from love. And we're out of time, but I do want to ask you one more quick question.
Yeah.
What are three, with all of that said, vibrationally, I think people have to become aware. Your thoughts become your reality. Choose wisely. You have a choice, right? So what three things can people do today that you use with your clients to shift them, and three easy things people could do today to start with? You said initially it's hard until you practice it. It's muscle memory. And then we do it. Like I manifest without trying because my what do you call it, trillion photons are always out there saying, ooh, who's like me? Who's generous? Who can I meet with? Ooh, who can I collaborate with? How can we create magic in the world, right? I'm open to that at my highest level because I believe that I can help other people and they can help me and we could create this explosion of greatness, right? What are the three things you recommend to your clients?
What you described right there is a perfect example of vigilance. You assume that what's out there is, okay, so let's do some very practical things.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
So usually I describe seven things. I'm going to say three of them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say three important things for me, but I do all seven. So the first one is I have a team of people that don't believe my baloney. So I have a team of people. I call them my posse. I have three people that know who I am and relentlessly refuse to believe me when I see myself as anything less.
Love it.
They are my posse that I phone. And that way, whenever I get into 1-800-GENIE or 1-800-SUSANNA, and they say, and they don't engage it. They just listen to me. I process. I'm good. One.
Love it.
Sound good?
Simple. So,
you must, because if left to your own devices, you'll go to your old defaults in your brain, your old neurosynaptic highways, right?
The rabbit hole. So, we go down the rabbit hole.
Exactly. Mm. You go down the grease line, slippery slope to hell. Mm-hmm. So the next one, which is a fun one, I thought it would do a fun one, is sticky notes.
Mm.
Sticky notes. I have sticky notes. You'll see. Look, I have pink and purple sticky notes. I put them everywhere. And the sticky notes, I'll pick a message, a question for the week. Questions put you in answer mode.
Mm.
So I put them all over my house, all over my bathroom, everywhere. And they say, well, today's is, what can I do to feel better now? And what it does, remember I told you, frequency down here, frequency up here. What can I do to feel better now? I have to answer. If I see the sticky note, I have to answer the question. What can I do to feel better now? So if I started here, now I'm here. If I see another one, I'm going to go there. It's being a relentless champion of my vibration.
Absolutely.
Okay. So number two is about being a relentless champion of your vibration.
Yeah, love it.
Using some stinking sticky notes. It's cheap. Anyone can do it. Go to the dollar store. It's all good. Okay. And you can put any question you want. What would love do? Whatever, whatever. Okay. This has a deeper explanation. I'm not going to go into it, but I got to tell you, this is a game changer. Before you go to bed every night. Now, you might think I'm going to say be grateful, but I'm not. I'm going to say this. Get a little journal, put it beside your bed. Everything you got to do for tomorrow that you think you have to do, that you must do, write it into the journal so it goes out of your mind.
Hmm.
Then I say, greater wisdom. You know, if you believe in God, you could say God. You could say creation. You could say physics. I don't care what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you ask that deeper wisdom, that quantum field to take command. You say, let's say quantum field. That would be the most... the field, take command, quantum field, greater wisdom, take command, my greater wisdom, take command. I relinquish the need to micromanage or general manage my universe because after all, I'm 93% made of you. I'm not 93% physical. So I relinquish higher levels, take command, speak to me, journey me, show me the way. And then what I do is I say, I declare this day complete. Just feel that, Connie. Feel the power of that before you go to bed.
I love that.
I declare this day complete. You've just basically nailed shut the coffin of your day. Like, this day is dead to me. Which means that now your greater wisdom can actually go out and answer some questions and solve some problems for you in nonlinear ways. This is how you make a quantum leap that you would never have perceived. So there's three.
I love it. I love all of them. And I have to start doing that because,
so
Jen has a program. We're going to share that in 1 second, but I have gone through 2/3 of the program, I want to say, just because of time constraints, because I wanted to do it before the show. And this one young lady at the end of one of the lessons, and I giggled. So Jen spoke to this young lady and said, okay, so what, right, our brain, our little pea brain, I think you call it in the training, right, is we can only think of so much, right? The universe, wisdom, whatever you want to call it, really is much more creative than we could ever be as humans, right? So this young lady, you said, can you, you know, visualize where, I think it was like the deficits in your life are. And she's like, yes, I can. And she says, okay, now, she said, can you let go of those deficits? And the young lady said, yes, I can. And she goes, okay, and where do you see it now? And she said, just like give it up. And the young lady, I giggled out loud. She said, uh-oh. She goes, I'm thinking of another path, like her own pea brain, right? And you said to her, oh, that's your pea. Uh-huh. So I'm not insulting you. That's your pea brain. She says, I'm controlling what the new narrative looks like. Yes, it's better than this, but it's still only here, right? Instead of being here. And that's what you're talking about, by nailing shut the coffin and saying, my day is complete. Tomorrow is unwritten, by the way. So now let your higher wisdom answer the questions. And during the night, that's where we have this. You know, Albert Einstein was big. He would take naps when he had a problem. He would take a nap and he would always wake up and have the answer.
Out of the way of his team.
Exactly right.
Here's the thing. Here is a perfect example of that. On a vision board, my vision board is only one third of the board. The rest of my vision board, do you know what it is?
Blank.
It says, or
better.
It's two words.
or better.
I'm more interested in the or better than the things that my pea brain can come up with.
That's
this
right.
is just like a platform. It's like a stepping stone to the or better.
That's right.
So I want to put it down because it feels good, but I'm more interested up here.
That's exactly
the thriving
right.
life.
That's exactly right. I love it. I love it. I love the program. I can't wait to finish it. And you said there, you're like, oh, you didn't do this yet. I'm like, oh, don't tell me. I have to experience it, you know? So I here's the deal. Number one, highly recommend. I'm going to give you Jen's website. It's the wideawakening.com. And there's a cool link I'm going to also post for you guys to get some information. And it's thewideawakening.com/gift. I'm going to put both so you can find Jen, connect with Jen, see what Jen's all about. I highly recommend. I did the operating system, right? The new operating system.
The new operating system for thriving. The
yes.
first one before that is called Get Out of Your Own Way. And to people who will... when people go and get that gift, we're so happy to offer a discount on Get Out of Your Way. That's like our total pleasure for your listeners.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you for that. See, generous. I love generous people.
My pleasure.
Yes. Very cool. So guys, I will post it. You could find Jen, follow her. Here's the deal. I love her teachings. She's a goofball like me. So, you know, when you talk, you know, like the pea brain, it just, I giggle through the entire training. So I do highly recommend Jen. She's fun. She's fun to learn from as well. For me, if I'm having fun, I'm learning, right? I'm opening my mind. Mm-hmm. You guys, I hope you want a little more Connie in your life. If you do, please go to WhitmanAssociates.com. I have a resource page. If you feel you should be a guest on my show, I have an application for that. If you need my help with anything sales related, please connect with me. Again, through the website, you could contact me. And the last thing is I'm going to be doing free workshops and running master classes all year long. So go to that resource page, go to my website, see what's happening. I've always got something going on. You guys know I don't let grass grow under my feet. So go to WhitmanAssociates.com and check me out, follow me, blogs and all that good stuff. Jen, a delight as always. Thank you for making me laugh. Thank you for making my soul soar today. You know, I love you. I think you're freaking amazing.
It is entirely mutual, Connie.
Yeah,
truly.
Yeah.
Thanks for just being you and being out there.
Yeah. You stuck with me, kiddo. So just learn that. You're kind of stuck with
me. I wouldn't.
And all the people who listen to me are like, you really are stuck with her. She doesn't go away. So just, yeah, it's totally true. Yeah, love it.
Awesome.
Thank you again. And you guys, thank you for joining us this week. And I hope that you join us weekly as we question, build, and discover together. No matter what change you're going through, here's yet three simple tips that you can implement today to start to change your life and whatever that is to you, whatever you're going through. So please, please, I hope you heed Jen's advice. And again, our conversation today, I hope you found delightful, informative, and inspiring. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you, everyone. And I really wish you a wonderful week where maybe you open your mind to what is truly possible and definitely or better. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks, Jen. Take care.